Hello, and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within the economy within each of us, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are by divine right to be instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I am guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 195. Be selective where and with whom you spend your time. Be selective where and with whom you spend your time. There are really two key words in today's message. The first, selective, from the word select, means choose a part. I know, as a loving, compassionate person, you may feel that you have to be there for everyone and listen to everything that's out there. And yet we are told, be selective, where and with whom you spend your time. Be careful. Simply be careful in choosing. It's telling us it is our responsibility to choose, to make a choice. You know, sometimes it doesn't feel like it's a good thing. It may feel difficult to make a choice. And yet we are told to be selective. In essence, it's something like when you're making a selection, like on a radio station, you are excluding all the other frequencies except the one desired. You are tuning in, and to tune in to one means you must tune out the rest. Be selective where and with whom you spend your time. So why must we choose a part? You know, we are given opportunities to choose all day long. So many things are coming our way. Who to spend our time with, people, even in your family. They may be going through upset. You may be selective in the degree and the amount of time and presence you give them, depending on where they're coming from. And it's always about not taking it personal. When we take it personal, then we're not really able to tune in. Tune in where? For the higher guidance, of course. It's not tuning into their stuff. Tuning into the higher guidance for how to best serve whatever it is they are experiencing. And sometimes the best way to serve is to step aside. We need to be aware, especially as spiritual, loving, compassionate people, not to be dragged into situations, people that create a sense of codependency, which is unhealthy. And if it's unhealthy for you, you will therefore not be able to serve the higher good and more people. And we're told the other key selective word here is spend, where and with whom you spend your time. Spend, from the word expend, has to do with use up, exhaust, pay out, to spend. And whenever we are spending, in essence, energy, our time is energy, just like money is energy. Be selective where you choose to spend. We're talking about your energy here. Your energy. The energy, the life force energy, the ability to be able to serve, be of good service, and yet if you spend it on situations and people where they simply drain your energy and are not able to mirror back, or if you spend it from a mental, physical self and you're not in tune with the higher self, you'll find yourself feeling drained and exhausted. And the more you seem to spin your wheels, spend your time, your energy, your physical self, figuring it out, your thinking, your best thinking, the more you seem to be emptying your tank. You're using up yourself. And if you're going to use yourself up, we are really reminded, choose wisely. Be mindful where you spend your time. On one level, as a spirit being, we know we have infinite time. As a physical being, we know there seems to be some beginning and some end, although we never seem to know exactly when it is. And so therefore, time takes on a different reality, if you will. And to extend one's physical time, oftentimes, is really being aware of where you're spending your emotional, spiritual time. We are told, be selective. And I share with you, tune in to the frequency of your higher voice, your God voice, your inner voice first, before you make the choice externally, emotionally, mentally, physically. Tune in spiritually. Be sure you're on the right course. And then step forward and speak and act from that place. You will find you will have far more infinite physical and emotional energy. And your resources, God's resources, the gift who you are, will be used far more widely and wisely. And you will know that you have made the difference that you came into this world to make. We will keep today's message in mind as we go into meditation. I invite you now to join me breathing in to your heart center, choosing this higher frequency, choosing the frequency of the divine now. Take simple, focused breaths, gentle breaths, long, easy breaths, into your heart center now. And as you do, feel your chest rise and fall like the waves of the ocean. As you find yourself diving deeper and deeper below the surface, tuning out the world out there, tuning in the world in here. Noticing the light inside, drawn to that frequency, if you will, that energy vibration. It's a much higher vibration. And as you are here, all the lower energies seem to simply disappear. All that noise, if you will, crackling sound at times, perhaps even chaos, confusion, simply is no more. As you allow yourself to go deeper and deeper, swim towards this light inside of you. Following this light, merging with this light, being one with this light frequency inside of you. Take a moment to hear and feel it pulsating through every cell and atom of your being. And as you do, breathe in to that vibration. Notice the color inside of you. We are breathing into your heart center, and so it's very likely to be green, the color of the heart chakra. It could be any color. If you see black, that is fine. Black is a combination of all colors. This void is simply the connection of all. Allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into this world below the surface. The crashing waves. The world of peace, harmony, and true inner prosperity. Feel the richness inside as you feel every fiber of your being infused with this vibration. Perhaps you, like myself, feel your body actually vibrating back and forth like a tuning fork. Welcome to the higher frequencies. You are one with the higher frequencies of the universe. You are one with the energy of pure divine love. You are one with the vital life force energy. You are connected with your core essence now. In this place, you may ask any question. And you can be assured of right answers. Right answers. Not from your personality self. Not from other people and learned responses. You are tuned to the frequency of your higher self, your soul self, who only wants what truly is for your highest and best good, and the highest and best good of all concerned. It is a gentle voice, a quiet whisper of a voice. You may almost miss it. Listen carefully, mindfully. And so now, dear ones, if you have something or someone, a situation or a person, that's been weighing heavy on you, now is a good time to access your higher self and receive the higher answer, the answer of your soul that simply wants your highest and best good. With a light-hearted manner, expecting that you will be told and that you've already received, give thanks for whatever it is you seek. Ask your question from a place of gratitude, as if you have already received your answer. Don't force it. Don't be pushy. Allow. Be innocent in your approach. Childlike, gleeful, lighthearted, cheerful. Imagine a moment when you've absolutely felt that your highest, most loving self ask from this place. And be grateful again. Be ever so grateful. Thanks. Gratitude, blessings. Feel that and know that. And if for some reason you do not seem to hear the answer, know that you will. Your higher self knows the best way to approach you. And so it may show up during your day, in your travels, in a show you're watching on TV or listening on the radio, an article you're reading in a magazine or a page in a book, coming out of the mouth of someone you know or even a total stranger. It may even seem to be whispered by a bird or a squirrel or a butterfly. You'll know. Sometimes you may not really get the answer. That is an answer. Trust that. It's just our awareness without judgment that allows us to receive right responses. Be at peace and good cheer. Feel that energy again, that high, high vibration again inside of you. Recognize this frequency, the frequency of the all-creating spirit self. The frequency of love. Just to be here. You get lost down here, I know. Just to be here calms the spirit. And when you come back to the seeming chaos of the world, you will be able to discern what matters and best approaches, where to spend your time, your talents, your money, your energy. For you will be renewed in the spirit. Soak it in. Breathe it in. Feel it penetrating. every cell and atom of your being. See the light shine through you, every direction. See it shine on the person or place that you had questions about, or the situation. See and feel that it and they are blessed as you are. Feel the love emanating from your core essence now. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back into the world and practice this above the waves. So allow yourself now to float back up, rise back up, feel your chest rise and fall again like the waves of the ocean. Feel your body float above the waves, feeling the action outside of you, the energy flowing back and forth as you now come back to the surface. And as you begin to feel yourself rise again and ready to stand up, face the world, claim your power in the world, centered in your God self, feeling your extremities, getting back your land legs, if you will, breathing in the fresh air. We call on Carla, invite her to tone with us, anchor this feeling in us now.
We are divine instruments of love, peace, harmony, prosperity, and balance under grace. Thank you. Amen.
And so it is. Thank you all. God bless. Namaste.